These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 17, 1920. J.V. Jennings, a salesman, was arrested in Aurora early this morning on request of Chief of Police D. Frank Gahan of Elgin, charged with abduction of the 16-year-old daughter of a well-known local machinist. Jennings was arrested while in company with the girl shortly after midnight, while they were waiting at the railroad station at Aurora for a train to Chicago. He is married and resides with his wife in Elgin. The girl was brought back from Aurora today by her father. Four workmen on a section of the Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern Railroad were injured this morning near the Villa Road crossing east of Elgin when two cars became derailed and rammed into bunk cars placed on the siding. The freight train was passing the cars on the siding when two cars became derailed. Jumping the track, they bumped into the bunk cars. The men have been repairing the roadbed and stayed in the cars. The men in the cars were thrown from their bunks and severely bruised and scratched. All of the men were able to leave the hospital this afternoon. The formation of a much-needed organization of this city, a mixed glee club of men and women, to promote good music and to take part on important civic occasions in Elgin, is now in progress. The Young Women's Christian Association of Elgin has come to the front, offering the use of the building for rehearsals of such an organization for free. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.